Good morning. You're waking up with Julie and Libby on Uplifting Life Songs, and we are very excited to welcome to the show our very special guest. It is a good morning indeed with Mandisa. Get up, Mandisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. I like how you threw in the name of my remix album in there. Get up.
We are professionals.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, not only are we professionals, but we are also big fans of yours, and we love your music and the message that comes through loud and clear. And now we can hear that message remixed on your brand new and first ever remix album, Get Up the Remixes. What inspired the remixes? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, really, it's all in the title. It's, you know, for me, when I discovered Zumba, which is a form of exercise that I love, it changed everything for me because I love dancing. And once I discovered that, I would be known to just kind of close my blinds and pump up my music really loud in my house and just kind of have a dance party. And not only am I having a good time, but I'm also burning lots of calories. So I really wanted to remix, you know, some of my favorites and help people to get up and get moving a little bit.
Oh, it's so, so fun. So are you using any of these tracks to create your own Zumba routine?
I do, as a matter of fact. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. Like, I like to change my workouts a little bit. And so, you know, sometimes I'm on my elliptical and sometimes I'm, you know, doing weights. But sometimes I just kind of pick my favorite songs and I create my own Zumba routines. I'm not really doing anything with them. I think it's just for my own pleasure. I like choreographing routines to Christian music. So it's fun.
Oh, we love it. Can I tell you, I actually took a Zumba class once.
And how'd you do?
I was so nervous. And I walked in, and girl, the instructor was like, all right, to meet our newest person, we're going to have her do a solo move. It was like it was like Soul Train, and it was like my worst nightmare. And I panicked. I needed to talk to you first so you could give me a signature move. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Well, here's the thing. I always say to people doing Zumba or just dancing in general, fat cells don't know choreography. So it doesn't matter if you're up there looking like a wild woman. As a matter of fact, the more that you like slow your arms around and look crazy, you're probably burning more calories anyway. So there
yeah,
you go.
We got to get rid of those bat wings. That's a good move. So do you have a favorite song on the record, whether it's for a Zumba routine or just to listen to, jam out to? Do you have a favorite remix?
Well, I think the Good Morning remix is probably my favorite right now. You know, I wrote Good Morning because I'm not a morning person, and I really wanted something to help get me out of bed. Mm-hmm. But it's been a couple of years, you know, since that album was out. And so the remix kind of freshens it up a little bit, and I have it set as my alarm on my iPhone. So I wake up to it. It really does make you want to get up.
Awesome.
That's so fun. Well, we have been following your Word Warriors. How's that been going for you?
This month we're doing 1 Peter 1:8, and I have not gotten very far on that one. So for those who don't know, Word Warriors, I started at the beginning of this year. It was kind of my New Year's resolution to memorize a different scripture each month. And because I know that there's much more fun and safety in numbers, I invited, you know, people to join me in memorizing these scriptures. And so we've done it every single month. I've gotten all of my scriptures for each month. I need to really get on this month because it's a long one, 1 Peter 1:8. So I should probably get cranking, but I'm determined to get to the end of the year and have 12 new scriptures memorized.
Oh, that's such an awesome idea. If you want to be a word warrior with Mandisa, you can check it out on her Facebook page. And you still have a couple weeks left in this month, so you're good. I think you're going to get it.
Yeah, I have this calendar. It's a Word Warriors calendar where it has the scriptures. So honestly, I do my best work because I have it posted up in my restroom. anytime I'm sitting there, I can be, you know, working on it. But I'm going on tour tomorrow, so I probably need to take that calendar and put it like in my bunk on my bus or something.
Yeah, you need it there. You need it there. Okay, can we talk briefly just about the Grammys? Congratulations. Not just one, but two this year.
Thank you.
But you
shocking.
Oh my god. No way. Are you kidding me? Who'd you think was
going to
win?
I'm not, cuz I've been nominated every year and I never won. And so That was part of the reason why I didn't go, because I was like, I'm not going to win. Chris Tomlin is up there. So when they said my name, I was watching at home from my computer, and you could hear I was recording a video because I was going to send a congratulatory video to Chris. And so when they said my name, you hear me go, oh, my God. And I just started laughing and crying, and then you could hear my phone blowing up in the background. It was shocking to me, honestly.
Oh, that's... Well, so tell us why you skipped the awards themselves. You thought Chris Tomlin was going to win. You got to wear your sweats while you watched, which is
exactly.
A bonus.
Exactly. Honestly, that was part of it. Another part of it was, if I'm being honest, the Grammys kind of celebrate all things me. Me, me, me. Look at me and look what I did. And there's just... I don't know. It just feels... It wasn't the kind of environment where I felt like I needed to be. I've been to the Grammys before. Should I ever be nominated, I would go again. I just felt like this year I wasn't in a great place. I just felt spiritually it just wasn't the kind of environment that I needed to be in. I knew I couldn't really thrive in that environment. I wasn't feeling very good about myself. And so I just felt like the Lord was saying, this is not where I want you right now. And honestly, when I felt the Lord saying that, I thought it was because I was going to lose. I think he had something different in mind. I just think he knew the trappings that I could fall into. And so I know it was the right decision for me not to go. I do have my Grammy sitting here, you know, by my television, but I wasn't there to pick it up. And I don't really regret that because I really felt like I was being obedient to what the Lord was saying.
That's awesome.
So kind of the opposite of the Grammys. The Doves, and you're up for 5 Dove Awards this year, including Artist of the Year. How are you feeling about that? Are you planning on going to the Doves?
Well, I am going to the Doves. Again, I don't imagine I would be winning. I've never won a Dove Award before.
Really?
Mandisa, come
no.
on.
No, and so, I don't know. It just, life is so not about the awards. It feels great, obviously. I mean, you want to know that people like your music and that they appreciate it. But golly, the moment that I start defining myself by that is the moment that I'm going to fall into a very, very deep pit that I will not be able to get out of. So I don't know. I try to be careful. I appreciate it, but I don't want to expect it. And I don't want that to be the mark of my success. I would rather let, you know, the encouragement from the people who tell me what my songs mean to them. I would rather that define me. So I'm going, honestly, the Dove Awards, if for no other reason, it's a community thing. It's, you know, all of my favorite Christian artists together, and really just kind of celebrating one another, but really celebrating the Lord. That's what I try to focus on for those. And the fact that I'm nominated for a few of them, it makes me feel good. Honestly, it's all the encouragement that I need.
Well, you mentioned encouragement. You mentioned needing a mobile Word Warriors reminder and, you know, wanting to really thrive in your life. And you are about to be doing just that with Casting Crowns, huh?
I am. Yes. I'm excited to hit the road with them.
So I hear that Mark Hall is maybe going to attempt the Good Morning rap. How on earth is that gonna work out?
Oh, it's going to be so great. We had rehearsals the other day, and he killed it. We did it like 3 times in a row, and he was really nervous the first time. But by the time we got to the last one, I think he's going to do fantastic. I told him he has to wear his hat backwards and has to wear sunglasses. If he's truly going to embody Toby Mac in Good Morning the way that he should. So we'll see. It's going to be awesome.
We're really, really excited about it. The tour stops in Baton Rouge at the River Center Thursday, November 20th. We hope to see you there. Maybe you can show us a few good Zumba moves for our next
Absolutely.
Attempt.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, Mandisa, this morning we are remixing our Life Songs Lightning Round just for you. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. We're starting off with a tough one. Dancing or singing?
Oh, gosh. Come on. I'm going to say dancing.
Oh, all right.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay. Nope. Okay.
I love it. I mean, I love both of it, but dancing gives me an outlet that I don't really find anywhere else. So.
That's fair. Okay. What about dressing up or dressing down?
Dressing down, for sure.
Grammys or Doves?
Does.
All right, scrambled eggs or fried eggs?
Oh, let's go with scrambled eggs with a little cheddar cheese.
Introvert or extrovert?
Good question. Actually, introvert, but with extrovert tendencies.
Ah, okay, I can see it. What about fruits or veggies?
Oh, gosh. These are really hard. I say eat fruit, drink your veggies.
Oh, okay. Good. All right.
All right. Personal chef or personal trainer?
Personal trainer.
Ooh, spicy or mild?
Spicy.
All right. And it's talk like a pirate day. So talk like a pirate or walk like a pirate?
Talk like a pirate.
Arr. Oh, that's good. Oh, matey, that was a pretty good pirate impression. Oh, Mandisa, we are so excited for you and all that's to come. Excited to hear this remix album and so thankful that you took the time to join us this morning. Thank you so much.
What's next for you?
Oh, gosh. We're hitting the road tomorrow, actually, and with the first leg of the Thrive Tour starts, and I need to find my passport because we're going to Canada and they will not let me in unless I can find it. So that's next on my list of to-do things.
Well, best of luck finding that. We'll say a prayer that God leads you right to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great, great day and a great tour. See you soon.
Thanks, girls.